It's 6 minutes past six. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Ibrahim Kwarten.
I'm Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, nine more arrested in connection with Nayelia Metefe's cooking bust at Heathrow Airport. Minister of Lands and Natural Resources to fence Achimota Forest to prevent further encroachment. Filing of nominations for national executive positions in NDC ends today. Tunisia's presidential election heads for runoff. And U.S. state of Missouri orders more troops to quell unrest after a policeman who killed black teenager Michael Brown was cleared. But first, the summary with Jonathan Thompson.
Nine more people have been arrested in connection with the 12.5-kilogram cocaine bust at the Heathrow International Airport on November 10, 2014. They include the two ladies said to have traveled with Nayelia Metefe, who was arrested with a drug at Heathrow Airport. They are Nanaikria Amponsa and Sandalia Nuhu, the women who had traveled with Metefe, but believed to have abandoned their luggage and absconded from the Heathrow International Airport. The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources says it will secure the boundaries of the Achimota Forest Reserve to prevent further encroachment. Deputy Sector Minister Barbara Samwa said the forest is a gazetted one, so government is doing all it can to preserve it. And Missouri State in the U.S. is sending more troops to the Ferguson area where there is unrest over a grand jury's decision not to charge a policeman for killing an 18-year-old black American, Michael Brown. State Governor Jay Nixon said 2,200 National Guards will be deployed in and around the St. Louis suburb. Meanwhile, Officer Darren Wilson, in his first public comments, says he has a clean conscience over his actions.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Now in detail. Nine more people have been arrested in connection with a 12.5-kilogram cocaine bust at the Heathrow International Airport on November 10, 2014. They include the two ladies said to have traveled with Nayelia Metefe, who was arrested with a drug at Heathrow Airport. They are Nanaikria Amponsa and Sabdalia Nuhu, the women who had traveled with Metefe but believed to have abandoned their luggage and absconded from the Heathrow International Airport on realizing that Metefe alias Ruby Adujemfi had been arrested by officials of Her Majesty's Border Agency. Others are Pao Kwesi Akwa, Sandra's boyfriend, Mustafa Kilba, a cousin of Akwa Amponsa, and Faisal Khadar, an American. The arrests are Abdullah Mustrao, Muri Jafar, and Chabel Nasser, all Lebanese, and Maroto Bernard Young, an Indian. The arrest of the nine is part of the clampdown on drug trafficking by the security agencies in Ghana. The arrest brings to 12 the number of people arrested in connection with the case.
Meanwhile, three persons, including a Foreign Service officer, have been arraigned before an Accra Circuit court charged with abetment of crime. The suspects are before the court in connection with the exportation of narcotic drugs to the United Kingdom by Nayelia Metefe, alias Ruby Adujemfi, who was arrested at the Heathrow International Airport on the 10th of this month for possessing 12.5 kilograms of cocaine. The suspects are Abel Ashite Ama, an officer from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Ahmed Abubakar, a protocol officer, and Theophilos Kisi, a civil servant, all stationed at the Kotoka International Airport. Their plea was reserved and have been remanded into custody to reappear on the 8th of next month. Narrating the facts to the court, presided over by Francis Obri, an assistant state attorney, Richard Jambibi, said the Foreign Service officer is in charge of the VVIP launch at the airport. According to the officer, one Alhaji Dawood on the 9th of this month contacted Nayelia Metefe and two other ladies through the VVIP launch. He in turn instructed Abubakar and Kisi to facilitate their passage and boarding of a British Airways aircraft. Mr. Jambibi said preliminary investigations indicate that both Abubakar and Kisi facilitated the passage of the three ladies by processing their passports and are said to have carried the luggage of the said ladies into the aeroplane for departure to the UK.
Away from that story, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources says it will erect a wall to secure the boundaries of the Achimota Forest Reserve to prevent further encroachment. Speaking on Behind the News, Deputy Sector Minister Barbara Sewa Asamo explained that the Forest Reserve is a gazetted one and so government is doing all it can to keep it as such.
Meanwhile, a member of the Parliamentary Committee on Lands, Frank Nordonpre, who visited the forest with other committee members, said the issue will be discussed in Parliament to ensure that the only forest reserve in Accra is preserved.
Cabinet has approved the bill to review the law establishing the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, to enhance the legal framework for disaster management, the capacity of the institution for efficient delivery of its responsibilities. The bill will move on to Parliament and hopefully pass this year or early next year. Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyungu, announced this at a meeting of the National Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction and Climate Change Risk Management in Accra.
Now, Ghana and Togo have signed bilateral agreements in the areas of agriculture, transport, maritime security, energy, and water. Ministers of state from both sides signed the MOU, which was witnessed by their two leaders, President John Mahama and Faure Gnassingbé of Togo. This came to light at a news conference at Flagstaff House, addressed by both presidents. According to President Mahama, the joint projects are to further activate the existing economic and social relations between the two countries. President Faure Gnassingbé is on a three-day working visit to Ghana. Among his entourage is the chairman of Togo's main opposition party, Union of Forces for Change, Gilchrist Olympio.
Debate on the 2015 financial policy of government has begun in Parliament. Kick-starting it, the chairman of the Finance Committee, James Avezi, touted achievements of government in 2014, citing the migration of all public sector workers onto the single spine salary and the payment of workers' salary arrears as measure fits chalked up by government. Mr. Avezi said government's growth projection of 6.9% is a good target, taking into consideration the global economic growth rate. He said several interventions in the budget projects exceptional growth for next year.
Filing of nominations for national executive positions of the ruling NDC ends today. So far, 110 aspirants contesting various positions have paid nomination forms. In all, 24 positions are being contested. They are the national chairperson, six national vice persons, general secretary and his two deputies, and national organizer and his two deputies. Others are propaganda secretary and two deputies, women organizer and two deputies, national youth organizer and his two deputies, and treasurer and two deputies. All the four chairmanship aspirants who have publicly declared their intentions to contest the national chairmanship position of the party picked their nomination forms when nominations opened late last week. However, incumbent General Secretary Yasiru Nketia is the only national executive position so far going unopposed.
Meanwhile, an aspirant for an NDC national chairmanship position, Dan Agbodapi, yesterday filed his nomination at the party's headquarters amidst drumming and dancing. Addressing the chairing party supporters, the former ambassador to Malaysia said he will restore hope and bring smiles to the grassroots of the party. Mr. Agbodapi said the party needs a visionary and committed chairman to lead the NDC to regain its fortunes, adding that he will mainstream Zongo communities if he should be given the nod.
To protect the interests of workers in the informal sector, the Union of Informal Workers Association has joined the Trade Union Congress, TUC. The Deputy Secretary General of the Congress, Dr. Yaoba, said the information of the union will enable informal workers to have a voice since policymakers have not provided any framework for labor welfare. Dr. Yaoba noted that the unemployment issue can be resolved by the informal sector since they absorb a larger chunk of the country's workforce. He said this at a media briefing in Accra yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, the major stories. 9 more arrested in connection with Nayeli Amatefe's cocaine bust at Heathrow Airport. Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to fence Achimota Forest to prevent further encroachment. Filing of nominations for national executive positions in NDC ends today. Tunisia's presidential election heads for runoff. And U.S. state of Missouri orders more troops to quell unrest after policeman who killed black teenager Michael Brown was cleared. Stay with us.
The news continues. Ghana has been ranked one of the top 5 nations contributing female uniformed personnel to peacekeeping operations with 167 female Ghana Armed Forces personnel and 85 female police officers. This stride is seen as significant because it is difficult to get other nations to do the same. Deputy Head of Mission at the U.S. Embassy, Pat Assop, made this known at the opening of a media forum on women's participation in governance, security and peace process in Accra. Madam Assop said women should not be seen as weak in taking decisions and supporting issues surrounding security, but what matters is their competence, expertise and subject experience.
The construction of the road from Dodo Pepesu to Nkwanta in the Volta region is expected to be completed by the end of next year. This was contained in a statement issued in Accra. The statement says upgrading of the Eastern Corridor is an ambition of the Ghana Highway Authority and the Ministry of Road and Highways, which are supported by a grant of the 32.3 million euros, the 46.4 kilometer stretch as part of the Eastern Corridor Road N2. Ambassador of the European Union to Ghana, William Hanna, expressed satisfaction on the progress and congratulated the Ministry of Roads and Highways on efforts to upgrade the entire Eastern Corridor. He pledged the union's support to the Ghana Highway Authority to finish the road from Dodo Pepesu to Nkwanta.
The Eastern Regional Minister, Antibu Osua Konsechere, says government commits significant resources to support a wide range of development interventions that are designed to improve the socioeconomic conditions in the country annually. Therefore, in the context of good public sector governance, the application of monitoring evaluation MNE tools helps to generate results-based information to help the government make sound policies and decisions. He made a remark at a basic monitoring and evaluation training workshop for MDCEs and presiding members in the Eastern Region in Kofodia. Mr. Secher was of the view that all regional and district-level government agencies tasked with the responsibility of implementing programs and projects under the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda 2 must demonstrate through evidence-based information that these interventions are having the desired effect of positively transforming the lives of beneficiaries.
Now let's turn our attention to health. As part of the efforts to improve mental health care in the country, the Ghana Health Service has developed guidelines to help integrate mental health into the primary health care system. With these guidelines, regional and district hospitals are to establish wards or units dedicated solely for mental patients. The focal person for mental health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Cynthia Sotti, made this known at a stakeholders meeting on community mental health.
There was near pandemonium at Bantama in Kumasi yesterday when a snake was found in a private salon car. The driver of the Mazda saloon car with registration number AW1600Y, Michael Owusu, said he felt something moving on his leg while driving. When he took a look at what it was, he surprisingly saw the average-sized yellowish snake trying to escape from the car. He said while he screamed for help, he fled through the passenger's gate. Mr. Owusu said he suspects the snake may have entered the vehicle when he parked under a tree near the Ejisu Government Hospital in the Ejisu Jabin Municipality. According to him, he had entered the main Abrepot Junction Sofoline Road from the Metro Mass Transport Terminal at Bantama when he found the snake. The snake, he said, could have possibly hit in the engine, but had to escape due to the heat.
And away from Ghana, Tunisia's Election Commission has announced that former Prime Minister Beji Caid Essebsi will face outgoing President Moncef Marzouki in a runoff vote for the presidency in December. Mr. Essebsi of the secularist Nidatun's party won 39.5% of the vote in last Sunday's poll, while Mr. Mizuki of the Center-Left Congress of the Republic received 33.4%. The moderate Islamist Ennahda movement, which placed second in last month's legislative elections, did not run a presidential candidate. The date of the runoff will depend on whether candidates appeal against the provisional first round results.
And away from Tunisia, thousands of Kenyan civil servants, teachers and medics have been warned by their unions to leave troubled northeastern regions hit by a wave of insurgent attacks. The call follows attacks over the weekend claimed by Somalia's Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab, in which 28 non-Muslims were executed in a bus near the northeastern town of Mandera. Of those killed, 24 were teachers and 3 were medics. 6 unions, including those representing doctors, dentists, civil servants, and primary and secondary school teachers, have advised their members to leave until the security forces can ensure their safety.
And the U.S. state of Missouri has ordered more troops to the Ferguson area to quell unrest after the policeman who killed the teenager Michael Brown was cleared. State Governor Jane Nixon said 2,200 National Guards will be deployed in and around the St. Louis suburb. Meanwhile, the officer, Darren Wilson, in his first public comment, says he has a clean conscience over his actions. The protests continued in Ferguson yesterday, with demonstrations also underway in several U.S. states. The grand jury's decision means that the police officer will not face state criminal charges into the shooting. And now to end the news, the main point again. 9 more people have been arrested in connection with a 12.5 kilogram cocaine bust at the Heathrow Airport, International Airport, on November 10, 2014. They include the 2 ladies said to have traveled with Naile Amatefe, who was arrested with a drug at Heathrow Airport. They are Nanekia Amponsa and Sedalia Nuhu. The women who had traveled with Amatefe but believed to have abandoned their luggage and absconded from the Heathrow International Airport on realizing that Amatefe, alias Ruby Edujenfi, had been arrested by officials of Her Majesty's Border Agency. The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources says it will secure the boundaries of the Achimota Forest Reserve to prevent further encroachment. Deputy Sector Minister Barbara Samwa said the forest is a gazetted one, so government is doing all it can to preserve it. And Tunisia's Election Commission has announced that former Prime Minister Bergis Saïd Essebsi will face outgoing President Moncef Marzouki in a runoff vote for the presidency in December. Mr. Essebsi of the secularist Nida Tun's party won 39.5% of the vote in last Sunday's poll, while Mr. Marzouki of the Center-Left Congress of the Republic received 33.4%. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Ibrahim Kwatin in Accra.